Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Let's hit the guest line. Brian Geltzeiler, SiriusXM NBA Radio, HoopsCritic.com, joins us now. And Geltz, you just heard it toward the tail end of that update here. Good morning to you. What's the latest and greatest here with Butler in Minnesota?
Well, I mean, and Adrian Wojnarowski had this last night in a report where essentially the team's getting very frustrated in dealing with Minnesota right now because there's mixed messages coming out of different aspects of the organization. If you go to Glenn Taylor, you know, they're pressing Jimmy Butler to sell, and he's ready to move him. Problem is, Tom Thibodeau and Scott Layden don't want to do that, and Layden's kind of caught in the middle here because Tibbs is the president of the organization. He wants to keep Jimmy Butler. I think he feels like if he can get some face time with Jimmy Butler, although it didn't work yesterday, but he can kind of get him back in the fold a little bit and make him want to stay, at least for this year. And listen, for Tom, he could care less about next summer. He is coaching for his job this year, guys. And so for him, he wants Jimmy Butler so he can keep his job. He'll worry about next summer. So what's happening is that they're getting – so when other teams call, they're not necessarily clear about what they want and parameters because Layden and Thibodeau are not all in on trading Butler. The owner is, and whether they're carrying out the owner orders right now is a major question in Minnesota. I mean, this whole thing is spiraled out of control pretty much because of, you know, not the best level of leadership from Glenn Taylor and him. He gives Tibbs power over the whole organization. But when you have a major organizational decision, Taylor is not necessarily deferring to Thibodeau even in the slightest.
So, Brian, let me ask you, man, what type of value are the T-Wolves realistically going to get in return for Butler?
Well, it's probably going to be 70 cents on the dollar, Mark. It's not going to be full value for Butler. But by the same token, who gets full value for a star they're being forced to trade? No one does. And there is I will tell you, I don't like what anybody's doing in this situation. First of all, Jimmy Butler, if you're going to ask for a deal and you want out of Minnesota that badly, this may have been information that was a tad more useful to Thibodeau, Layden, and Glenn Taylor in July, right? I mean, it's not like anything terrible's happened in the last 2 months. If you didn't want this, you had business telling them earlier. Okay, and then you look at Glenn Taylor. Listen, you've got to get with your people and come up with a strategy. And whether you guys are agreeing or disagreeing on what's happening privately within your organization, there's got to be a united front out to the rest of the league. Taylor has totally blown that off and is kind of going rogue in terms of what he wants. Got to get everybody on the same page, and maybe they don't agree with you, but that's okay. You're the guy signing the checks, but everybody's got to be on the same page here. And listen, you know, Mark, you know, over the years when you and I have talked, how fond I am of Tom Thibodeau, not only professionally but personally. Yep. But I think he's dropping the ball here as an executive. Listen, going back to what happened with Kawhi Leonard in San Antonio, and I think San Antonio butchered that entire situation with Leonard right up until Leonard asked for a trade. As soon as Leonard asked for a trade, the Spurs did a tremendous job of getting value and landing on their feet. Well, why? A, they ignored his wish list. It's nonsense to them. They just want the best offer. B, they understood who they wanted, what they wanted, and what their goals were in terms of trying to accomplish in a trade. And C, they did it fast. Emergency surgery, pull the Band-Aid off, get rid of the guy, and get your organization moving forward towards those goals. You're not always going to realize full value for a guy. So in Minnesota right now, between Butler, Taylor, Thibodeau, and Layden, they're all dropping the ball, and this situation's really going to hurt the Timberwolves going forward.
Taz and the Moose with you here on this Tuesday morning, being joined by Brian Geltzeiler, HoopsCritic.com, SiriusXM NBA Radio, NBA TVs all over the place. Geltz, what about how bad is it between Wiggins and Butler?
Oh, it's awful. It's awful between Wiggins and Butler. You know what else, Mark? It's awful between Towns and Butler. Here's the thing about Jimmy Butler. Very few guys, if any, work as hard as Jimmy Butler works. Jimmy Butler was a guy that was not highly recruited as a high school player at the college at all. He had, you know the story. It's somewhat similar to Michael Orr on the Blind Side in terms of the family taking him in when he didn't have anywhere to go at the age of 14. It's really it's an incredible story. But part of the reason it's an incredible story is because Jimmy Butler has an unmatched work ethic in terms of getting himself in the proper condition and preparing himself to play and be the best player that he can be. Karl Towns has other interests outside of basketball. It's who he is. He's a different kind of guy, and it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. But by the same token, guys like Towns, and especially Wiggins, don't roll up their sleeves and do the work in the way that Jimmy Butler does it. And he looks down on guys like that. And listen, Towns and Wiggins are young guys with big egos. They don't want to play with a guy looking down on them. And Butler has been very condescending towards these guys. He doesn't think either of them are worth their weight in salt because they don't work like he works. And I think part of this is, yeah, Towns and Wiggins need to grow up a little bit, there's no doubt. But part of it is also Jimmy Butler having to understand not everybody's going to work the way you work. And if you're an organization bringing him in right now, I got to worry about unleashing him on young players. I mean, this is twice in a row. There was a mutiny in Chicago against him and Dwayne Wade in his last year there because of how rough he was on young guys. And remember who led it? Rajon Rondo, when they led the young guys, because that's how out of line Jimmy was. And it's not dissimilar here in Minnesota. He's kind of out of line with the way he attacks and try to push these guys for stuff they're not ready to do. So it's kind of everybody's to blame, but it's a bad situation with Butler and those two players.
Brian, would you give Butler an extension knowing his 30s just around the corner?
Listen, this is where I think the Timberwolves and Thibodeau especially are really dropping the ball, Mark. This is actually...
It was Taz who asked, Brian. It's Taz who asked the question.
Oh, Taz. Okay.
Yeah.
My apologies, Taz. This is a situation where this is a blessing in disguise for the Timberwolves, guys. Okay? In this way, you're on the hook for 5 years, $150 million with Andrew Wiggins. That extension kicks in this year. Okay? You just signed Karl Towns to a supermax, 5-year, 190, kicks in starting next year. You want to look at how you're going to build a title contender with a salary structure has you paying Jimmy Butler 5 years and $190 million. And make no mistake, gentlemen, okay? Jimmy Butler is not taking less to go anywhere. He wants every dime of his money. And one of the reasons he's pushing to get traded is so he can get the fifth year and the 7% raises on top of his contract. Remember this about Jimmy Butler, for how hard that he works. He's Hollywood, man. Mark Wahlberg's his buddy and almost his idol. And he looks up to him. And he wants to get as much money as he can to be able to hobnob with these people and have kind of a Hollywood type of future when he's all done with basketball. So for the Timberwolves here, being pushed to trade him right now for your long-term salary structure where you're not a major TV market, where you're not going to pay significantly into the luxury tax, if you actually want to field what could be a championship-contending team around Towns and Wiggins, you may need to spread out that third spot, star spot, into other bit players who are going to, take up some of that money in terms of salary, but maybe into two or three guys. So to meet Butler at the age of 35 years, $190 million, this actually may end up being a gift for the Timberwolves, but they're going to have to look at it that way. They're not looking at it that way right now.
Where does this end up, Brian? When you look at this situation, where does the rubber meet the road? Is Butler playing someplace else? Do you think opening night he's in Minnesota Timberwolf?
Rembo just peace last night. There's no way he's going back to wear a Minnesota uniform again. He's threatened to sit out the year if they don't move him. So I don't think you'll see him ever in a Minnesota uniform again. I think Miami is a major player here. I also will tell you this. The Clippers may end up doing something for him. The one thing you got to watch with the Clippers here is if they can go bring Butler in a trade and not have to give up too much. I know that the Clippers are Kawhi Leonard's number one choice coming up this summer. He would rather, as of now at least, he would rather there than the Lakers. If you can bring Butler in, heck, you may have a chance to have three stars and three free agents if you could find a way to dump Gallinari. So for the Clippers here, the time to start all this is now. And if it means you have to give up Tobias Harris and Patrick Beverley and maybe a future first to get started with your star attraction and bring Jimmy Butler in, I do that right now if I'm them. So I will tell you this. The two teams I would watch here that would be the most active are the Clippers, most certainly, and the Miami Heat. You know, Miami cannot be players in free agency because they got all these bad contracts in the books. The fact that Sacramento has entered into the fray to have the Gorgui Dieng contract dumped on them and they have expiring deals, and so Miami certainly could be able to put a bad contract in Sacramento, potentially. There's some things that are out there that Miami can do. But Butler's very important to them because they can't get him as a free agent, but they can't keep him if he's their free agent. So they want to make a push. So I'd watch those two teams. And one other team laying in the weeds a little bit here that I would keep an eye on is the Washington Wizards, who would love to get Butler and not trade Wall or Beal or Dwight Howard to do it and make a major, major push towards winning the East this year. They think Butler could be that guy. And plus, if they could make a deal that gets him out of Otto Porter's contract, I think they'd be pretty pleased also. I think that's a team to keep an eye on as well.
Leonard's got the Raptors got no shot to keep Leonard?
Very little. I mean, here's the thing. There's one thing that the city of Toronto will never have that L.A. has, and that's the Pacific Ocean and the corresponding beach right next to it. This is what Kawhi loves. He wants to play ball and hang on the beach with his daughter. Kawhi's a pretty easy, simple guy. And, yes, he likes the nightlife in Toronto. That's fun to him, and that's interesting. But it's not L.A. And I think the Clippers are a very comfortable place for him because they're out of the spotlight. It's not having to get involved with LeBron and all that. So, listen, could he still stay with the Raptors? I mean, you never know. Anything happens. They'll go to the finals and make a good showing. Maybe he changes his mind. But as of right now, for Kawhi, it's L.A. or bust.
Brian Geltzeiler, HoopsCritic.com, SiriusXM NBA Radio. Hey, Geltz, we appreciate the time this morning, all right, brother?
Always my pleasure. And Taz, my apologies for assuming that you were that other meatball you're sitting next to.
Nah, it's okay.
I'm not going to do that anymore, I promise, okay?
Okay, sounds good, Brian.
You got it, Brian.
Right, thank you. Take care, guys.
You got to have yourself a good Tuesday. Meatball. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate that. Come back, and we've got the undercard coming your way next. It's Taz, it's Moose, it's CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.